Moncrief on News Talk.
Today is No Apologies Period Day. Have we reached a point where a woman can say, if she wants to, that she's having her period without other people being weird about it? Dr. Kay Monsell is from the School of Human Development at DCU. Good afternoon, Kay.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Have we reached that point yet?
Thanks for asking me. I think we're getting there, Sean. Yeah, I think we've made a lot of progress in recent years, in recent times. I think we can see a shift in society. If we look at our advertising campaigns on television, where there's much more, I suppose, exposure to menstruation, periods, period products, and so on. So I think we've moved along the road quite a bit.
Yeah, but say in a workplace, I as a man can come in and say I can phone in and say I've got a headache, and they'll say, oh, it's grand, take the day off work. But if I was a woman and said I'm menstruating and it's sore, would they get the same degree of sympathy?
Well, I would hope so. I think in under equality legislation, I think they should. Yeah, I think one of the key things around and that is that it's a very normalized experience for women. If you take, you know, on average 4 days a month over 4 decades of a woman's life, It adds up to, I've done the math, and it adds up to over 5 years of a woman's life. So it's a huge dimension to our lived experience as women. If we're working in places that that are not considerate of that, then I think they should, and I do think that they do, you know. And I think women generally are less reticent nowadays. Some are, and again, it's still for many women and for girls, you know, something that they don't really want to talk about themselves necessarily. And we've the right to respect those wishes.
Sure.
As well.
Absolutely. But part of that pressure that some women wouldn't want to talk about it is they feel perhaps an external sense that you're not supposed to mention it, that there might be ick from other people about it, or that you're somehow making excuses.
Very true. I mean, in the sense of how we are socialized around it, how we learn about our development and how things, what we can speak about, maybe what we should speak about. You know, we do live in society where we receive those messages all of the time. But I think there's much more move much more to being able to speak more openly, all the while understanding that some women do experience and carry maybe internalized sense of stigma around it that they can't talk about it. So there's move and change for some and many women, but for a number of women, they may still feel very, silenced by society around it.
Yeah. Kay, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Kay Monsell there, Associate Professor of Psychology and Education at the School of Human Development at DCU.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.